Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. The Young's household has been a busy place these days. First, there was the project for the retarded children. Then there was the danger that their house might be sold. Well, the project is off to a good start, and Sam Young has been able to make a down payment on their home. Now the turmoil is about Kurt Bradley's visit with Nancy Wayne.
What is it, Pepper? Why do you sit holding a paper looking like that?
Oh, gee, Mom, I don't know. Maybe I oughtn't to... Well, maybe I'm all wet. You know, you hate to sort of inject a note of gloom into such happy doings.
You mean about Kurt Bradley?
Oh, no. Mr. Bradley's okay. Well, I'm 100% for his getting married or doing anything he likes. Biff's all wet about that.
Oh, I don't know, Pepper. I'm so fond of Kurt Bradley that when I first heard about a young lady, I couldn't help but think he was making a mistake.
Oh, he's not making a mistake. He's nobody's fool. If he falls for somebody, she must be one swell gal.
Well, we'll soon know. I'm going to get Peggy's room ready today, and they're coming over the weekend. At least that's the plan now.
Yeah.
And I'd better get moving. There's a lot of house cleaning to do. But I enjoy doing it 10 times more now that it's our house again. Isn't it just unbelievable?
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you Hal Beeman's coming tonight? He's going to knock down partitions for me. He wanted to do it himself. He had coffee with us before he came down to breakfast, and then he and your father went up to Coronet Lake.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. And the Beemans are going to have a baby, Pepper. Isn't that news? Little Ruth Beeman's going to have a baby. But, you know, I don't think Hal wants one very much yet. He's not used to the idea. He's terribly jealous of Ruth. He wants her all to himself. He doesn't want to share her even with a baby.
Yeah?
Oh, Pepper, for goodness sake. Say something besides, yeah, can't you? What is it, dear? What are you thinking about?
Mom, what does Dad know about this outfit, anyhow?
Outfit? What outfit, dear?
It's a gang from New York, the people who are in back of the home for retarded children.
What does he know about them?
Uh-huh.
Well, he knows Mr. Brewster, Mr. Drake, and Mr. Wakefield. He's met them all. They've been here. And I've met Mr. Brewster, too. Oh, and he's just as nice as he can be, Pepper. And they're crazy about your father. And while they looked at property in other places besides Elmwood, all of them decided that Elmwood was a place. And it's lucky it is, too. Because it's remade your father, Pepper.
Yeah, I suppose so.
After all he's gone through to have such a wonderful write-up as he had in the paper this morning. To have them say that the very fact that he's in back of a project makes it the sort of thing that everyone will respect and get behind. Oh, Pepper, those are the things that count in this world. The respect of the community, the respect of your friends. Having somebody say good things about you means more to your father than money. He doesn't care anything about money, really, bless his heart. But he does care about the respect of his neighbors and friends.
Yeah. Mom, that's just it.
What's just it? Pepper, what are you talking about?
Well, it's these people who are in back of this project. Are you sure that they're all on the up and up?
Oh, darling. Of course they are. Now, here it is. It's a perfectly simple thing. They come along with money in their hands, and they buy the Coronet Lake property, and your father gets the cash, and the house is being torn down, and they're putting up cottages, and they're
I guess it's all right, but...
You guess it's all right? Why, my dear, of course it's all right. What could anyone gain from it? After all, it's a philanthropic group. It's one of those groups which are backed by wealthy New Yorkers.
Yeah, but, Mom, if they're so wealthy... Why the heck do they need Elmwood to kick through with $25,000?
Well, I guess they just didn't have that much, dear. And, of course, I think it's little enough for Elmwood to do. To come through for the children, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose so, Mom. But I just want to be sure everything's going to be okay.
Well, of course you want everything to be okay, dear. And it is. Well, you haven't met Mr. Brewster yet. You don't know what a nice man he is.
No, I haven't met him yet.
And they're so sold on your father. That's what I like, Pepper. I want everybody to think he's the grandest man on earth. To think he's the most able man on earth. You know what? I think I'm going to clip this article out of the newspaper and frame it and hang it in the living room. And if he ever gets low in mind and spirit again, I'm going to say, now look, Sam, this is what they think of you here in Elmwood. This is what everybody thinks of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm on my way now. Oh, I'll see who it is. And Mom. Mom, don't pay any attention to me. It's just that... Well, then I just wondered why they wanted Elmwood to raise this money if they had so darn much of it in New York.
Well, I don't think they have any too much, Pepper. I think they were able to raise just so much, and whatever town they selected to house these children in, they were going to ask the townspeople to make their contribution. Well, after all, it's for our good. So it's our responsibility as well as theirs, isn't it? Perhaps a little more so if it's going to be here in Elmwood that the children live and grow up.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'd better see who's at the door.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
No, I'm sorry. He's out just now.
My name is Brewster.
Oh, you're Mr. Brewster?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm Pepper Young. Come in, won't you?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Well, Pepper, I've heard your father speak about you.
Is that you, Mr. Brewster?
Yes, Mrs. Young. I came in to ask Mr. Young if he was pleased about the write-up in the morning paper. We're tickled to death about it. We think it's just great.
Oh, yes. Isn't it nice?
You know, it's just the sort of publicity we want and just the kind we need. And we're delighted with the things they said about us and about Mr. Young, about the whole project. I think you've got a fine town in back of you. A mighty fine editor in your newspaper office. And what we think of Mr. Young, well, you know about that.
You know, we were just talking about you, Mr. Brewster. I'm so glad you came in. I wanted Pepper to meet you, and I wanted you to meet him.
Yes, I'm glad to meet you, Pepper.
Well, I must say that it's all kind of sudden. Dad's going into the managing of your project. Mr. Brewster, I was wondering if you could tell me something.
Why, I'd be glad to tell you anything I can, my boy.
What I'd like to know, I mean, what sort of puzzled me was why it was necessary to raise any additional money. I mean, I should think before you got this far, you'd have it all underwritten at the New York end.
Well, you see, Pepper, that hasn't been the way we've planned these homes. We found that in order to get results, the most satisfactory results, it's best to let the communities themselves, where such homes are placed, and they are scattered throughout the United States, it's best to let the communities themselves feel a part of the whole project, just as you're beginning to feel yourself a part of it here in Elmwood. Just as you are entering into the spirit of it here, people are going to want to take part more and more in the activities, in all the opportunities to serve those less fortunate. You see, we do have the money for the land, for the buildings, and for the incidental expenses. But we find the communities themselves take real pride in helping the children. You see, those children are not just a group brought here to be put off at Coronet Lake. They are sponsored by Elmwood. They're looked after, they're taken care of, they're worried about. They're your children. And we want those children to be yours and to be worried about, looked after, and taken care of. Just as if they were in your own homes. But we don't ask you to take them into your own homes. You see, we supply the homes. We're going to supply the care, the nurses and the teachers. But you people are going to stand behind it and become indirectly responsible for them. That's how we make you do it, you see. By your sharing. By your giving your money and your time and your goods to this project. You see, it's all been worked out, Pepper. And I assure you that we've found that the best results come from letting the community take its share of the burden. And it is a burden. And Elmwood has risen to it as I've never seen a town rise before.
Well, okay, Mr. Brewster. I'm satisfied. I just didn't quite understand. Now it's clear.
It certainly is. And I think it's wonderful the way Mr. Brewster has explained it, Pepper. I don't think it could be any clearer.
No, I guess not. I hope you don't mind my asking a lot of questions, Mr. Brewster.
Oh, I should say not. I'm glad you did. And it's a question that should be brought up in the open meeting and answered. And I'll be there for that very purpose next week.
Well, if Mr. Brewster sells the people of Elmwood on the project's sincerity and honesty of purpose at the town meeting next week, as convincingly as he just sold Pepper, all Elmwood should soon be a beehive of activity. And now, a message from our sponsor. Next time, the Youngs make last-minute preparations for their visitors from Chicago. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.